Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Rising up.
Rising up. Straight to the top.
This full report is 7 minutes, 2 seconds long. It's at man.video. It's very strong. It's Democrats confess to 2020 election theft. We're only going to air 4 minutes of it right now. Then I'm going to come back and I'm going to be good boy. Just I'm pretty fired up today. Spirit's strong today. And it tends to do it at once. I'm going to try to be mechanical and cover all this when we come back. But right now, let's go to this report. Here it is.
One of the things that I think we and other media need to start doing is preparing the American people that there's nothing illegitimate about this election taking additional days or even weeks to make sure that all the votes are counted. In fact, that might be important to make sure that this is a legitimate and fair election.
The reason we talk about a red mirage is, in fact, because we believe that on election night, we are going to see Donald Trump in a stronger position than the reality actually is. We are sounding an alarm and saying that this is a very real possibility, that the data is going to show on election night an incredible victory for Donald Trump.
You know, Joe Biden should not concede under any circumstances, because I think this is going to drag out, and eventually I do believe he will win if we don't give an inch and if we are as focused and relentless as the other side is.
You have a result on election night where it appears that Donald Trump has won, but a result after ballots are counted that show that Joe Biden has actually won.
That's right. We essentially built a simulator where it's a sequence of sliders, and you just pull those sliders to start seeing what the scenarios will show you. What's it going to look like on election night? What's it going to look like the day after, and the day after that, and the day after that?
So if one of the candidates in any of the races claims victory before there's a consensus result, then we're going to add some informational context to that post directly, saying that there's no consensus result yet.
We see in the data that twice as many voters intend to cast a ballot by mail than have ever before. They are disproportionately Joe Biden's supporters. We might have the results saying something on the evening of November 3rd that it will not say the evening of November 10th.
My advice to Joe Biden, and I've told the campaign this, obviously, is do not concede under any circumstances, because I believe the other side is going to cheat and sneak and try
to
do everything.
If he loses, he's not going to leave if he loses.
The fact is, whether he knows it yet or not, he will be leaving. Just because he might not want to move out of the White House doesn't mean we won't have an inauguration ceremony to inaugurate a duly elected president of the United States. But there is a process. It has nothing to do with if the certain occupant of the White House doesn't feel like moving and has to be fumigated out of there, because the presidency is the presidency. It's not geography or location.
This president's going to try to steal this election. This is the guy who said that all mail-in ballots are fraudulent.
Have you ever considered what would happen if the election result came out as you being the winner and Trump refused to leave?
Yes, I have. I was so damn proud. Here you have four chiefs of staff coming out and ripping the skin off of Trump. And you have so many rank and file military personnel saying, whoa, we're not a military state. This is not who we are. I promise you, I'm absolutely convinced they will escort him from the White House with great dispatch.
It has been suggested that this is a trial run for the President of the United States, who may be organizing to not accept what happens when we have the election. If he's not elected, is he going to pull out his military? Is he going to engage us? He has already alluded to there may be a civil war if he's not reelected. This is dangerous. We are trying to find out.
When we come back, is they've rolled out millions of their George Soros armies, those big women's marches, those Soros-funded women's marches, those pro-abortion marches. We saw 5 million marching in D.C. 4 years ago. They're getting ready to burn everything down. I hold this hostage. Good luck, you dirty, filthy commie losers. You're going to get your ass handed to you, trash. Constantly, whether it's the New York Times, the Washington Post, or Howard Stern, you name it, they come out and they attack InfoWars, saying Jones claims civil war is coming, and financial collapse, and planetary lockdowns using viruses, and he tells people they should get off the grid and get prepared and have storable food if they can. And now everything I've warned people about is coming true, because it was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents, like lockstep. This is the corporate planetary takeover. So, yes, I stand by what I said 10 years ago, what I said a year ago, and what I said last week more than ever. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the key check marks of the check boxes you've got to have checked off. InfoWarsStore.com, and their delivery is now 1 to 2 weeks. Get it before the next big rush comes. Take action. Get the best storable food at the best price now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the InfoWar.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
So we've got videos out every hour of people chanting death to America. I guess no borders, no walls, no USA at all is not enough. But just death to America has a nicer sound to it. And I haven't even gotten into all the race war news. I mean, just one of the craziest part of the technocracy is the biggest video game sports maker of video games came out, and they have a game where Colin Kaepernick's the best quarterback in the NFL. I mean, used to, all those games actually went off the real ratings. He's not a very good quarterback. There's some great black quarterbacks, but he's not even black anyways. It's just now he's rated better than any active playing quarterback in the NFL, including black quarterbacks, who are higher rated than him. It's just everything's a fraud with Silicon Valley, man. The video games are just, and again, it's all a fraud, and everyone's rejecting it. So why does Hollywood not care they're burning down? Why do video game makers hate the fact that they're having record low sales because of stuff like this? Because they work for the globalists that created thousands of trillions in fiat currency that they use to buy up companies and control everything. But they never give the money to us because that would create inflation. But they use it to buy up all the companies. Then they have board meetings at the highest levels at Davos and others on record. And they decide who can buy who and who can spend as much money on acquisition. People like Zuckerberg get told how big a jet he can have and how many houses and what he can buy by J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, and others. He's a front man. He gets told by Bill Gates. I mean, Bill Gates has finally gotten the table of the round table at the highest levels. And then his minion, his trainee, his apprentice is Jeff Zuckerberg. Come on over, dude. What's up? Oh, my earpiece has popped out. Oh, sorry, it doesn't matter. I know, everything's always popping. I can fix it. Go ahead and fix it. The point is that all of this is happening, and we sit here with these jerks that just in the last really 100 years, since 1913, took over the American engine. They've been siphoning our wealth off to China and everywhere else to build it up. And then now they don't even want us to have any of the wealth. They want to dictate to us when we're totally poor and fighting with each other over what color we are. And then they know there's a revolution against government, a revolution against corruption, a revolution against the globalists through government oppressing us and rigging things. So they pick the police in blue cities under Democrat command so the police can't fight back to scapegoat blue-collar workers. Police are blue-collar, folks. They're the upper end of it. They scapegoat blue-collar workers, outmanned, outgunned, as the demon and the revolution. Big mega banks, offshore, millions in slave camps in China, Apple, heavily involved, all of them. And then they got the nerve to have Tim Cook go, we've given $100 million. Oh, hi. We've given $100 million to Black Lives Matter because we think of them as value and are good people. Yeah, back it up. Let's just play what he had to say. Imagine he runs death camps, but he's telling you he likes black people. I mean, this is just all a sick cover for what they do. Here he is.
Focus on issues. Beginning in the United States and expanding globally over time, the initiative will challenge the systemic barriers to opportunity and dignity that exist for communities of color and particularly for the black community, with special focus on issues of education, economic equality, and criminal justice reform.
So if you just type in Apple, biggest buyer of components made by Uyghur slaves. In real death camps. I mean, people debate whether Hitler had death camps or not. He had slave camps. He killed people. He did. But China does it on a scale never before seen on record with HD drone footage and all the admissions. 3 million Muslims, 1 million Christians, 1 million Buddhists on average. That's 5 million people being chewed up into a wood chipper. But it's literally, I don't care that Tim Cook likes ding-a-ling, okay? I'm not mad at him because he's a homosexual. I'm mad at him that he hides behind it with a lisp and his big act and all of his garbage while he literally is the biggest buyer of components from death camps. Apple, Nike, and other companies implicated in Muslim forced labor in China. Think about that. Do I want giant Muslim hordes brought in by George Soros literally trained to try to take our daughters and enslave us and burn everything down? No. That's the Middle Eastern Muslims brainwashed by the globalists, the North Africans. But do I want to take anybody, black, white, Muslim, Christian, and put them in death camps? No, no, no. Two wrongs don't make a right. They are, and those Uyghurs are very nonviolent, very good people. You know, the Muslims came in and took over Central Asia. They kind of picked it up as a religion. They're like Muslim light. The point is that if they could be Al-Qaeda. Don't take their women and children and put 3 million in death camps. And Trump has criticized it when Democrats won't. So again, that's what I'm getting at, is the hypocrisy is insane. But Tim Cook says, I deserve to be off air because I'm a bad person. He curated me. He led the move to have me deplatformed. And he told Xi Jinping 4 years ago in a speech he gave that he supports censorship. And now in the year 2020, he runs the contracts at death camps. At death camps. And the average liberal's like, we don't want Trump leaving Afghanistan and Syria. He's helping terrorists. Oh, we don't want to do anything to China about the 3 million Muslims in death camps. Oh, but Colin Kaepernick, as soon as he got his Nike contract, I love afros if he got an afro haircut. He didn't ever have one. He had cornrows. He bozos this thick, big thing out. Starts wearing Kunta Kinte shirts and talking about African pride while he doesn't say a damn thing about 22 plus million black people, upwards of 70% since 1974, the year I was born, not making it out of their mama's guts. That's not a virtue signal. I'm out here kissing black people's ass. I don't owe you anything. I just owe you the truth like I owe anybody else the truth. I care about everybody. But I'm not going to kiss your ass if you won't stand up for yourself with that bozo the clown when Nike's got slave camps killing people. But, oh, look, there. Oh, he's. Oh, don't worry about Nike's slave camps. Nike, oh, no, we got bozo the clown here, man, with a Kunta Kinte shirt. It's a joke. It's a sick, evil joke. They're using him as a cover for all the evil they're involved in. Doesn't matter, he's the top-rated quarterback in the NFL, according to stats now, in the video games. I mean, it's all fraud. It's all scams. It's all a joke. And it goes on and on and on and on and on. So we're sitting here. Now, there's Colin Kaepernick. with the white family that adopted him. And, of course, they're leftists. They love the anti-white stuff because that's an elitism. That's the ultra-rich, powerful whites organizing all the brown people, who are the majority, to go in warfare and destroy the middle class that they label as white to complete the dominance, to complete the takeover. That's all it is cold-blooded evil. In fact, the greatest Nazi, you want to be a real Nazi, a real race-based person, wanting race war and wanting racial identity, it's Colin Kaepernick. For PR purposes and all of it, he's the greatest Nazi. And then if you want to talk about black folks, you know, he's the greatest so-called black guy that's closest to Hitler. Who's closest to Christ? I'm not comparing him to Christ. I'm saying who's the closest to that? It'd be a Kanye West. Don't kill your babies, no matter what color they are. Come together, love God, and he's fighting the system. Meanwhile, you got a real black guy fighting Bozo the Clown over here. Does Kanye need to get a Bozo the Clown haircut to prove he's black? No, because he's black. And Colin Kaepernick is a nobody that works for the man, the real evil, to exterminate and enslave black people. And all you suckers that bow down to him deserve what you get. He wants dead black babies. He wants to kill you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas,
you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Because there's a war on for your mind that is the interface for your soul. Before we go next level, we got to get past the AI. The HAL 9000. We will. And then we shall be reborn. Establishment doesn't need to be part of that. As if they could ever go to the next level. In their selfishness, they destroyed the bridge. Love would have carried them to the stars of Valhalla and beyond. All right. By the way, Alex Jones here back live. Since we're talking about all this, I forgot Disney's one of the worst groups actually thanking death camp operators. Disney under fire as a CNBC for Mulan credits that think Chinese groups linked to detention camp operations. Well, of course. I mean, you got to run a death camp or round up some people, you know, in your cred sheet like Soros did, or you don't get a job with these people. And the more exploitive, the more horrible, the more systematic, the better it is for a Tim Cook or a Jeff Zuckerberg. Far-left group predicts InfoWars will dox Joe Biden. I already mentioned that, but it just gets so crazy. Now, let's get into all these articles. Georgia. 1,000 people illegally voted twice during primary elections using absentee ballots. And I read what the state official over this said. He looked into it. That was a sampling. And they found 1,000. Videos up on InfoWars.com. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger confirmed that at least 1,000 Georgian votes twice in the state's June 9th primary. Oh, and guess who they mainly were? I think you can guess what party cheats a lot. I mean, the media says Trump people are rioting everywhere. Of course, the media lies. We know who's right. We know who cheats. Meanwhile, another InfoWars.com article, Democrats panic, admit they are losing the election, call for end of Electoral College. Well, don't worry. That's just a talking point of Pelosi. Even if it's clear that they can't stuff the ballot boxes with the 80 million and can't hold it up a few weeks, which they say they're going to do, and no one's allowed to say that Trump won, even though the numbers show he did. Zuckerberg said so. I mean, he's like God. He's up there. You have to get him first, and it's, you know, you look through, he's behind the burning bush. And he tells you what you can do. Even they say if that is clear that they've lost, they're just going to say, oh, we won the popular vote, and they can pull that off. Then have the blue cities and blue states just count endless fake ballots and say they won that. And, of course, studies came out showing at least 6 million people voted illegally. Trump only lost by 3 million votes, the popular vote. So he won by 3 million. Of course he did. Probably won by more than that. I'm worried. This is Joy Behar. I'm worried that Trump could pull this off, Behar said. Let me speak in her voice. I'm worried that Trump could pull this off. We see the polls, and we see Biden is leading, but Russian interference is alive and kicking. Facebook is continuing to leave all the lies on the page. The Postal Service is being interfered with. The Electoral College is an issue and a problem. In the history of the United States, there were four presidents who won the popular vote because of the Electoral College. Behar continued. Behar then claimed the Electoral College, rather than popular vote, gives a handful of states the power to choose the president, when in fact the opposite is true. I think it's ridiculous that a few states, a handful of states, determine my future. It's ridiculous. So they bother voting in the rest of the country. They need to change the Electoral College. It's barely a few percentage points. And it's meant so Texas and New York and California don't make Indiana, Georgia, Arkansas, Colorado, South Dakota, North Dakota, Idaho do what we want. That's why you have the popular vote with the congressmen, the House members, and the Senate used to be the legislatures, but now they took that away and made that a popular vote. Making senators their own imperium. Let's continue. Wow, there's so many of these. Where should we start? Oh, yeah, numbers show that in Florida, Hispanics are going to vote for Trump in the majority. And I always like this headline. I just noticed PR. I remember Warren Buffett, they ran all sorts of corrupt money laundering operations. He's a super evil guy. But he always poses with an ice cream cone in almost all his photos. I'm like, oh, ice cream cone. And Biden does that, too, because they know statistically it's non-threatening. Well, a wimp must have an ice cream cone. And so here's the article. Obama and Kamala Harris discuss Joe Biden's ice cream fetish, ignore substantive issues. Now, again, I later found the psychological warfare it mentions, admitting they do that, but I could just tell they were doing it. Did you see when Hillary lost the election 2 days after, and they had Serge Brin, and they had Larry Page and all the Googles come up there, and they've got their main tech people, and they're all wearing rainbow-colored dunce hats with helicopters on top. Meaning, we're idiots, we're non-threatening. I mean, you couldn't wear something to say, I'm more non-threatening, I'm wearing a clown outfit. But they're not clowns. They're spying on you. They're selling your data. They're lying to Congress. They're ripping you off. They're running huge organized crime ops. But they're smart. If they've got an ice cream cone or Serge Brin has long hair and goes, oh, I'm a victim of, I'm an immigrant. We need open borders. When they're exploiting immigrants and exploiting the third world and using them as a weapon, it's all just like, oh, I'm weak. Oh, because they understand psychology. People are like, I'm in control spying on you. I got the power to submit. We'd fight them. But he goes, oh, don't be evil. Actually, do be evil. Oh. And if you go back to that video Tucker Carlson played last week from 4 years ago, when Hillary lost her 3 years and whatever, you see the panicking. But they're all wearing clown outfits, little helmets with propellers on the top. So it's like, well, those can't be threatening. I mean, they're wearing propellers on their heads. They're wearing James Bond suits. And said, we're going to make sure the next election is lost by Trump. Man, they'd be SWAT teamed in 12 hours. But see, even the FBI, the CIA, all these groups are small compared to big tech. They're little. They're pathetic. They're 20 years behind. I don't like a big, powerful government out of control. But we've got a global corporate government, bigger and more powerful now, that is absolutely raping us and allied with the most murderous regime in human history, the Chi-Coms, and the FBI is living in 1992 and doesn't know what planet they're on and is just following their old stuff. While Joe Biden says, I work for China. China should run every facet of our lives. Pelosi goes on TV and says, yeah, China wants Biden is helping. I mean, Trump's bad. They just hide it up front because they're scared Trump's going to point it out. They go, hey, we work for China. The Russians can't get their stuff. I'll tell you this again. I study all these places. I talk to folks that have been there. Russia, over half of Russia has intermediate electricity. The stoplights don't work. The hospitals are half closed. It's three times the size of the U.S. with half the population. And the infrastructure cost is insane. And they can't even run things. You know, Western Russia is high-tech modern. The rest of it is like 1937 United States. They're not running anything. If the Russians were up our rear end, I would say go after them. They're not. It's the Chi-Coms. 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 It's the Chi-Coms with the left and all these scumbags trying to destroy us and trying to kill the dollar. So I'll tell you what a dollar death looks like when we come back. Stay with us. going to come down to fight over how many people are awake and how many aren't. They're going to contest the election. They're going to say Trump lost. They're super pissed that I'm on air.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
You kept us on air. We did the analysis first. It's now gone mainstream. We continue to be the epicenter. And what they've said directly to us is you continue to be the epicenter of our plans not going the way we want. And you need to stop right now. And they're very, very serious. Well, I'm not signing on with a bunch of devil worshiping child molesters. It's not going to happen. So they are moving now to destroy me. I used to say support InfoWars, rescue InfoWars, save yourself, save the world. We're in this together. Because let me tell you something. Communism's up here. InfoWars is the damn blocking it, which is all of us together supporting. And you and I are all down here with our families. My children are right here. But I need money to fight a war. And I need word of mouth. And I need prayer. And I need action. Because that dam's going to come down. Trump's told you, hell's coming.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
If anything that's happening at CNN and anybody who buys your book, it's really just one of those things that is dividing our nation. And I don't believe in dividing our nation. It hurts our great nation. And so CNN is really the enemy of the truth, and that's my opinion. Thank you.
No American is an enemy of another American. No news outlet is an enemy of America. ourselves. We are back. Thank you so much for joining us here. You know, we put that newest Mars Attacks promo out, dealing with the psychology of a military telling you we're not attacking you while they are. Because statistically, since World War I, they learned if you tell people you're not attacking them on loudspeakers, even as you're charging them and trying to kill them, that a lot of them will lay down and you're able to kill them. You're able to defeat them. I walked out to my car. It's raining out there. I got some other cars. I got some water speckles on me, if anybody's asking. Coming up next segment, I'll play a few clips that are listed on InfoWars.com in a Kit Daniels article. Sky News host leads resistance against COVID-19 scam. Alan Jones says politicians are promoting fear and won't protect you because they want to control you. Very powerful. And I'll get to the footage I haven't played yet that I should have led the whole show with. I mentioned it. My God, they're putting people in secret government facilities, but only in leftist cities in Canada if they refuse to be tested or if they have a false positive. It's just total reason to snatch you up off the street. That's coming up. But since I mentioned it, let me just get into this now. I know the general audience is as smart as I am or smarter, but for new listeners and new viewers, I want to explain something. There's a whole cottage industry out there to talk about how we've gotten into too much debt and how we've devalued the dollar and how America's done and how the dollar is going to go belly up. And you notice they started that with a lot of conservatives and so-called individuals on the Internet who are really heavily invested in communist China. Yes, we've devalued the dollar. But we have the world reserve currency still. China has way more devalued their internal and external currencies, the yuan and the yen. The EU has way more devalued. This is on record. They don't deny this. Their currency. And they're not the global currency. So to have Wall Street globalists and the media all saying they're bearish on the stock market, they're bearish on the dollar, and they think it's the end of the dollar, and Soros has always wanted to mount the dollar on his wall before he dies. And boy, he looks like his expiration date was up 100 years ago. And so they're out there all over the news and paying pundits, and I mean, because I've been offered the money. You know, oh, here's an advertisement group that wants you to say this. And I'm like, no, we don't do that. Oh, push this newsletter, do that. And it's all America dominance is over, America sucks, China's the future, invest in this, the dollar's going to die. And so this has been going on for a long, long, long time. So, yes, we've over devalued. Yes, America has problems. Yes, we're in too much debt. But compared to other countries, we have the world reserve. If we lose the world reserve, then all of those debts are magnified. We don't have political power anymore. We don't have military power to a great extent. We don't have the power to buy the goods and services we need when we've been positioned that, oh, under globalism, make China the manufacturer, but you control the currency. Well, China and the globalists double-crossed that. So China was supposed to balance power in the globalist system. It was all a lie to sell the mid-level academics on it. Where they let us be the military, they became the economic power, they got the rare earth minerals, they control manufacturing. It was all agreed upon, these big global councils. China and the people they work with that sold us out to China promptly double-crossed all that. During the Obama administration, and Chinese spies in the Obama administration transferred in the Office of Personnel Management Act, 22 plus million of all the family members and histories and databases of every federal employee, including 18 intelligence agencies. The keys to the kingdom. And that's why you see Biden up there 5 years ago before Trump got in, saying, we are under China's control. They should dictate every aspect of our culture. Maybe we'll play it in a minute. We got the clip. You can see it right there on the screen. That's why Pelosi came out and said, yes, China wants Biden. Yesterday, their big national paper said, Joe Biden is mirroring us. What was the exact quote? Joe Biden and his political and cultural views mirror ours. What was the exact word? I covered it yesterday. I forget. I'm having one of those Tourette's moments, or not even, it's OCD moments, where I've got to have the exact headline. Official Chinese Communist National Paper brags that Joe Biden is simpatico with them, dancing with them, that his agenda mirrors their agenda exactly. There's never been such treason spoken. If they were a wonderful country with freedom and stuff, we'd say that's wrong. You don't take our government over. It's a horrible, murderous regime. So do you know what the death of the dollar looks like? It looks like total slavery, property values imploding, everything going to near zero, absolute depression, no goods and services, no food, the breakdown of civilization, and then the left and the globalists coming with an emergency global new Marshall Plan, they're calling it, to have China bail us out like Germany after World War I with the Versailles Treaty, and to dictate to us the terms of our surrender. But what a headline out of the Washington Post. Xi Jinping must destroy Trump to save America. And then I'm having an OCD. We've not had luck. I'll look at it myself. We don't have any luck on the Chinese national paper brags about Biden. That'll pull it up right there. China brags, Biden will pull it. I'll pull it up for you right now. Not mad. I have to have it. So, you know. China paper brags Biden. Joe Biden on video bragging about China relationships and Chinese help to win. Try DuckDuckGo and see what comes up on there. But I don't have to tell you, they're all on record saying that. They're all on record doing that. This is who they are. Yesterday Stack, I have to have it. Bring me the Yesterday Stack. I have to have it. Give me Yesterday Stack. I'll pull it. So that's the point all this has gotten to. And they just think you're going to sit there and take it. So I want you to know that the Democrats have said when Trump wins, they're going to hold up the election, burn down the cities, and try to crash the economy. I showed you that in the last two segments. And that they're the ones openly behind it while they say they've got to go out and burn everything down because Trump's violent and Trump's planning all this. And the official national communist paper of China comes out and endorses and, quote, brags that Joe Biden is completely synced up with everything they're doing and everything he's involved in. That's why President Trump came out and said, if you're for Joe Biden, you're for communist China, and not their people, but the horrible, evil communist party, that these same globalists couldn't get control of America, but they could use American power to put Mao Zedong into control. I'll put a chessboard out here, and I'll talk about it next segment, but I just want Americans to know there's a game going on, and it's life and death. Just be aware of the game. They want to tell you being politically informed is a conspiracy theory. They treat you like you're an idiot. You're not an idiot. And you deserve freedom. So do I. And we're going to do it together. By the way, my buddy Shane Steiner flew his helicopter around. Shot some amazing HD footage of the biggest Trump boat rally yet. Probably 6,000 boats, they're saying. Like Travis likes weekend. Word is it's coming up again this Saturday. He's coming in studio to talk about that and more and show that HD footage. Stay with us.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You know, we've all seen footage from space, how cool it looks. What about from a helicopter? It looks even cooler.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So what's even cooler is jumping out of the helicopter and skydiving into 6,000 boats. The biggest Trump boat rally yet. Last Saturday, word is it's happening again this Saturday in Lake Travis. My old high school buddy, Shane Steiner, led the Flight of the Valkyries helicopter attack force, will be joining us. Question is, will I jump out of the helicopter this Saturday? I might do it, actually. I'm thinking about doing it. I'm not worried about it. I'm so fat, though, I might break the parachute cords. All right, let's get serious. Hey, guys, I had my little OCD moment with earlier, and you know what? I went to yesterday's stack, and I found it. Look at this, folks. I found it. Dr. McCam, shot, please. I was telling you about Joe Biden. We'll play the clips in a moment. Chinese state media gloats. Biden's worldview runs parallel to Beijing's. In the article, on the nationalpulse.com, it links right to the official Chinese Communist national newspaper. Xi Jinping praises extraordinary and historic victory of Chinese socialism, WHO, and coronavirus battle. The UN through China over America, dictating how we should operate. So before I hit this other news on their ongoing lockdown, let's go ahead and get to this. This is Biden 4 years ago talking about China should be involved in every aspect of our lives. It means the party. they've wedded to, and then we've got Pelosi just a few weeks ago admitting that China wants Biden. Well, we know the Chinese government's running giant hack attacks right out of their own servers. They don't even hide it right now. It's InfoWars.com and InfoWarsStore.com. I mean, I'm very proud to have these murdering scumbags attacking us. I want to thank you all for your support. Here is Biden and then Pelosi.
The U.S.-China relationship has also improved dramatically in the past 30 years. In order to cement this robust partnership, we have to go beyond close ties between Washington and Beijing, which we're working on every day. Go beyond it to include all levels of government. Go beyond it to include classrooms and laboratories, athletic fields, and boardrooms.
Huh. Chinese, what they said is China would prefer Joe Biden. Whether they do, that's their conclusion, that they would prefer Joe Biden.
So there you go. Meanwhile, to undermine our military and our country, here's some of the headlines we've got right here. Obama-era Pentagon training manual attacks white men as inherently bad. Madden 21 to feature Colin Kaepernick has higher rating than half of NFL starting quarterbacks. And all the current ones. Academy lists new diversity requirements to win Oscar for Best Picture. And now Google says they want to make this rule for you to be able to post. If you're a white person, you can't post a video because you're white. White people owning dogs is racist. Big article. Official anthropologist and historian, archaeologist Gregor Larson comes out and says, Asians first adopted dogs, so whites can't do it. I'm not kidding. Damn, those white people are bad. This is the left for you, folks. It goes on and on and on and on and on. And there's this crazy video that I'm going to get to just to show you the race war elements. Should I show you Antifa marching saying no borders, no walls, no USA at all, death to America, all the new videos? Or should I show you this crazy person video? White BLM protester uses N-word, claims he's allowed to because of rap music. And they're all like the same weird. This guy looks like the guy that got shot, who was convicted of all those crimes. He's not the same guy. He just looks like him in Kenosha. Let's go ahead and roll this video.
What did you just say? What did you say to him?
I said to do something.
No, what did you say after that?
Nigga, with an A.
So,
with an A.
So you're here for Black Lives Matter, but you're using the N-word.
What the f*** are you here for?
No, I'm curious. I'm just curious. You're using the N-word, but you're here for Black Lives Matter.
You really honestly live in America in 2020,
unbelievable.
But you don't know the difference between a hard ER on the end of the N-word and an A.
So you're saying white people can say that?
White, I just did.
Oh.
This guy right here.
Interesting.
And you know which white guy specifically? The one who's been standing over there for hours holding a Black Lives Matter sign.
So that means you can say whatever you want.
White cut.
That means whatever you say, whatever you
Trump supporting fool.
Hey, you're the one holding the BLM sign and using the N-word.
Announcing how he hates whites.
Wrap that together.
Have you never listened to rap music? There's probably, I would guess that there are 320 million people in the United States.
Yeah.
Probably 319 million of them have heard rap music at some point. Have you not?
So that means we can say whatever we hear.
Have you heard rap music?
That means we can
have
say whatever we hear.
Have you ever heard it in your life?
That means we can say whatever
so
we hear.
So have you heard rap music? So then you know the difference between an A on the end of that word and an ER.
I'd love to see
ER
you eat that.
Is what people like you say.
Oh, really?
Like you say stuff like that.
Yeah, you have no idea what
I'm saying.
Or you're a
bad guy.
Then
he tries to trick the guy to hit him, tries to hit him.
The one who had a problem with you saying.
You goofy f. That's dumbass.
That shows
you're a Trump supporter, whatever you are. What did you say? The N-word with an A on the end. Have you honestly never heard that? You've never listened to rap music?
Just very curious.
You've never hung out with black people?
Just very curious.
So you really don't have a point here. You're just running your f***ing mouth. You stupid f***ing white guy.
Now, there's so many videos coming out, we can't even keep track of them all, but I've got a Black Lives Matter protester assaults a black store manager in Pittsburgh, PA after mobbing his McDonald's. We have another footage of a lady drinking a guy's beer, and they attack a white guy with a megaphone. When he fights back, they beat him up. These are racial attacks now happening. And this is what George Soros on record just spent $200+ million just this month to fund this group to do this. Go ahead and play those clips. play more of these clips for you in a moment, but this is all meant to trigger a civil war and to make it not about globalists and foreign banks and the Chi-Coms, but black against white. They want black people to be the cover for this, so they're sending in leftists everywhere to try to trick black people into doing this. That's in their own documents. We exposed 3 years ago, Obama planned martial law in Maryland 2015 with Alexander Soros. And we got more of this footage coming up for you next hour. But let me now go ahead and get to this next piece. Do we have this with audio? Is this the big moment? Okay, go ahead and back it up. Play with audio. Go ahead. I mean, it's a weird thing. It's like earlier, I'm not mad, but I really wanted the article about Joe Biden, official Communist Daily, doing that. I went and got it. And then it's the weirdest thing. It's like, I want this footage of him hitting the guy with the bullhorn and beating him up, and I can't get it. No matter what I do. You saw, the computer just failed. I could have $1 trillion. That will never play. That will never be seen here. I could end this show right now, walk off for 6 months. It would never air. I'm not mad. It's fine. Not a problem. Let's shift gears. Maybe we can do this. Sky News host leads resistance against COVID-19 scam. I'm going to air part of this now, and I'm going to air part of it. We'll just do it next segment, because then I'm going to get that clip. See, listen, here's the thing. It's going to happen. A lot of energy, a lot of stuff going on, a lot of stuff happening. I just get to work with completion. I didn't used to be OCD. I've got to have it. If I talk about it, I got to show it. It's got to happen. Maybe tomorrow. I'm just going to loop this tomorrow on the Thursday show. I may loop this one clip for 4 hours. Just, you know what I can loop right now? You know what I can loop right now? I want to loop until we come back. I want to loop Joe Rogan, Biden is having a flashlight with a dying battery, clip 3. I want to loop that for the last minute. Let's go ahead and roll it.
A flashlight with a dying battery and going for a long hike in the woods. It is not going to work out. It's not going to make it. Biden, to me, is like having a flashlight with a dying battery and going for a long hike in the woods. It is not going to work out. It's not going to make it. Biden, to me, is like having a flashlight with a dying battery and going for a long hike in the woods. It is not going to work out. It's not going to make it. Biden, to me, is like having a flashlight with a dying battery and going for a long hike in the woods. It is not going to work out. It's not going to make it. Biden, to me, is like having a flashlight with a dying battery and going for a long hike in the woods. It is not going to work out.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.